The Dalai Lama's special envoy, Lodi Gary, said the situation in Tibet is grim since China's crackdown last month on anti-government protest. He said it is difficult to obtain exact information because China has completely sealed off many areas, but some 140 people have died and thousands have been arrested and are facing torture. China has put the death toll from the violence at just 22. Gary strongly rejected claims by the Chinese government that Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, somehow instigated the violence to sabotage the Beijing Olympic Games in August.
What is happening today in Tibet, you know, the Chinese government must bear full responsibility for that. And every meeting that I had with the Chinese government in the last 6 years, at every meeting I pointed out to them, I said, please, you are pushing our people, you know, to the limits. If you continue to pursue this policy, unfortunate situations can happen.
Gary said no sensible person does a stupid thing as long as he has hope, but some in Tibet are losing hope. The special envoy told senior U.S. lawmakers that the Dalai Lama has repeatedly made clear he is not seeking independence for Tibet from China, but real autonomy for Tibetans and recognition for their distinct language, culture, religion, and way of life. He said China has sent thousands of police and army troops to Tibet to hunt down protest leaders and seal off Buddhist monasteries.
Tibet has become, particularly in the last few weeks, in every sense, an occupied nation, brutally occupied by armed forces.
Gary said the Dalai Lama does not support a boycott of the Olympics because he believes it is a real source of pride for ordinary Chinese people. But he did object to plans for the Olympic torch to be relayed through Tibet, saying it would be deliberately provocative and insulting after everything that has happened. He called for a permanent U.S. diplomatic presence in Tibet's capital, Lhasa, and for an independent international investigation into the violence. Republican Representative Chris Smith, a staunch critic of China's human rights, introduced a resolution calling on the Chinese government to allow international aid groups access to the Tibetans who have been arrested, saying they may need urgent medical care. He said China's actions make a mockery of the ideals behind the Olympic Games.
To think what is going on in Lhasa in any way approximates the Olympic spirit of mutual cooperation and respect and love is reminiscent of Hitler's Berlin Olympics.
President Bush has called on China to exercise restraint in Tibet and bestowed Congress' highest civilian honor on the Dalai Lama last year. But Mr. Bush has said that he will attend the Beijing Olympics in August. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.